Proclamation number 8129 of 19th of March, 1962. The power of the divine spirit. The spiritual current that flows to you truly has great power. For it comes from the kingdom of perfection. It comes from me myself, the most perfect spirit in infinity. Only it cannot touch you in all its power, because then you would perish. But the current comes from me even if you only feel a very minimal effect. And it affects the soul even if the body cannot feel any effect at all. For then it is my will that it remains untouched by it. But the soul is strengthened, and the human being himself is proof of the effect of the flow of strength in his hands. He hears my word and writes it down so that he can also provide his fellow human beings with the evidence that he has been affected by my flow of spirit. Oh, you humans, you do not grasp the infinite love of your Father, the most perfect being in infinity. That he gives you a sign of his presence, of his working in his being, which also unites with his creature and supplies it with delicious gifts of grace. You do not grasp this love, and my working is therefore not conspicuously recognizable, because I do not want to put the human being into a state of compulsion due to free will, into a state of increased bliss, which the body also feels pleasantly. For such a state of bliss would then always cause the human being to serve me as a vessel for my flow of spirit. Which, however, would never help this soul to progress, which is to offer itself to me of its own free will to receive my word, the flow of light and strength which originates from the primary source of light and strength. I can only touch the human being very gently, and I have to restrict the effect of my flow of love for the human being's own sake so that his soul will not suffer any harm. And therefore I don't have an unusual effect on the body either. I have to leave it in its weakness, but it, too, will be sustained by my strength as long as I need it for a flow of spirit which is to flow to earth, because people need a living water by which their souls shall recover. And if my working on you were to manifest itself in a completely unusual way so that it would also be recognizable to fellow human beings, they would be under a compulsion of faith which would not benefit their souls. But my flow of light and strength nevertheless flows into you and does not fail to have an effect, even if you yourselves are only quietly touched by it. I open up a spring from which the water of life flows, at which you and also your fellow human beings can refresh and strengthen yourselves, and this spring will not run dry as long as you yourselves are willing to serve me as a vessel so that I can let my flow of spirit flow into it. Your Father's love for his children is never ending, for you emerged from this love. This fatherly love knows you humans in great adversity and therefore wants to help you. Your Father also knows how he can best help you. Because you lack light and strength, he seeks to supply you with them. But everything must proceed within the framework of the lawful order. I cannot arbitrarily give people knowledge and supernatural strength. But I can open up a well, which in turn is only possible if a person of his own free will serves me as a vessel which I can now fill and which can also be used again by anyone who wants to accept my gift of grace. And this vessel cannot be induced into its service for me by the fact that it itself unusually feels the effect of my flow of grace. I require complete devotion to me of its own free will, only out of love for me and for the neighbor who is to be helped. I require a willingness for me which is completely unselfish. But I will also reward such willingness, only differently than people expect. Yet I will not deny my strength to anyone who only sincerely asks me for it. But the soul will always receive strength when my flow of spirit flows to earth, for it will never remain without effect. And when the time has come, I will also emerge unusually, and my strength will be mighty in the weak. But then I will pursue a purpose, because in my wisdom I recognize how and where people can still be helped whose faith is still weak but whom I don't want to lose to my adversary. For truly no thing is impossible for me. And I will prove myself to you as a loving father when the time has come for you to call to me for help in greatest need. Then I will be present to all who only believe in me alive. Amen.